ओम शांति। 11 जुलाई 2019 थर्सडे। स्लोगन, प्रिपेयर एयर क्वालिटी सोल्स एंड द ड्रम्स ऑफ रेवलेशन विल बीट। प्रिपेयर एयर क्वालिटी सोल्स एंड द ड्रम्स ऑफ रेवलेशन विल बीट। Baba has used this word multiple times. Varis prepare such air quality souls, and then the drums of revelation will beat. Who are these air quality souls? Baba often uses multiple words like mic, prepare mic, prepare air quality souls, prepare those souls who would do service on wholesale basis. So this word has come often. Air means successor. Air means who is an inheritor. Air means who is a heritor, who is a beneficiary, who has been given the inheritance, virasat. So who are these air quality souls? What are the qualifications of such souls? There are many whom we give courses, but not everyone is an air quality soul. So these are special category of souls who are known as air quality souls. And the first thing in them is the faith. They come and suddenly at one go, they have 100% faith. They start believing in everything which has been told here. They immediately believe that I am soul. They immediately start believing that it is the God who is giving the knowledge. They immediately believe in the cycle of 5,000 years. They don't have any questions. Very easily they go cross all the questions. Suddenly they feel they have this faith nishche 100%. So when there is a faith like this, you see, Baba often says in Sakar Murli that those who belong to this tree, when they will listen to this knowledge, you can see, you can know from their faces that they belong to this tree. You will know from their faces that this leaf belong to this tree. So the air quality soul means those who have 100% faith. They come just now, they have not even finished the 7-day course, but you see them, they have started giving the courses. Such faith they have. They even don't need any proofs. There are people who keep on asking 100 questions. What is it? What is that? How is this? How is that? But these are the souls, they don't have any questions as if. Even if they have, they just get the answer through their own experiences rather than asking anyone. So air quality soul means they have 100% faith. And the second thing about them is belongingness. They feel this yajna is mine. They feel Madhuban is mine. They feel this family is mine. They don't have to do any effort. They go to the center and they feel this center is my place. Center is my home. They see the center sisters and they feel these are the sisters whom we have been searching. They see the white clad souls and they feel attracted towards them. The purity attracts them. The purity pulls them. So air quality soul means those who have got a sense of belongingness. The moment they come to Madhuban, they feel as if Madhuban we have seen multiple times before. There's a sense of spiritual deja vu. So they feel we have visited this place before. They don't feel that there is anything new here. They feel that these people we have met before, they feel that this family is mine, they feel that this yagya is mine, they feel that this madhuban is mine. Everything which is being taught here, which is being told here, which is being shared here, everything that they feel belongs to me. Such a sense of belongingness. Till now they were strangers. They did not know a single word about this yagya. And just now they have entered. And they feel that everything is mine. They feel these dadis and everyone I know from long time. They feel that these all brothers and sisters, I belong to this family. The long lost and now found. Sikilati. They have that sense of long lost and now found. As if we belong to this, but we got lost. Lost in some religion, lost in some other caste, some other creed, some other country. That's why Baba said, double foreigners are those who have crossed this wall. Uchi, uchi, divare. They have crossed the wall. Wall of religion, wall of culture, wall of fashion, wall of caste, wall of creed. They have crossed the big walls of churches. They have crossed the walls of mosques. They have crossed the China wall of their own internal limitations. So, air soul means those who have the sense of belongingness, this for here. Such a thing is seen only in rare souls, not everyone. So many souls, they come to Madhuban and then you keep on showing them Madhuban, this is this, this is that, and they keep on asking 100 questions. And their way of asking is also very weird. They will ask those who have done the course and they have come for the first time. So how they will ask? Okay, so this also belongs to Brahma Kumaris. This is the way they ask. Okay, so these Om Shanti people have got this building also. They don't feel that this is mine. Their way of asking is different. Okay, such a big diamond hall. Okay, this belongs to Brahma Kumaris. Okay. These are the people who have done the courses at center. These are the people who already know Gyan. But there is a feeling of estrangement. There is a feeling of separation. There is a feeling of as if they are strangers. While a air quality soul will say, this is mine. This is mine. That is mine. Our center. Our Baba. So they have that feeling of belongingness. Srimad. The moment they come in Gyan, they will make Srimad their life. They will feel that Srimad is my life. Immediately they will start inculcating everything. Immediately they will become, like Baba says, the bird Chatrak. That's a mythological bird that is, even if it is thirsty, it will not drink any other water except the rainwater. So that is the, it is in fact Chatak, not Chatrak. It is the Chatak bird. It's not Chatrak. Chatrak means mushroom. The word Chatrak means mushroom. But Baba uses the word Chatrak only all the time. But it is Chatak. So, they are like those mythological birds. They are like those thirsty birds. They are not happy with anything. As if their thirst is getting quenched the moment they come in this yagya. So, they are, for them, Srimad is everything. For them, as if Srimad is their lives. They will immediately try to inculcate, imbibe Srimad to the hilt, 100%. So, air quality soul means those who imbibe Srimad, those who feel that this is for me, those who feel that this Murli is for me, and suddenly they become the gopis and gopis. Suddenly they become like those cowherd boys and cowherd girls of Gokul. So, this is what air quality soul means. Air quality soul means they come and there is a sense of surrender. absolute, unconditional, total, unrestricted, unbound, endless, infinite surrender. Nobody tells them anything. They don't keep on go on asking people, should I start staying in Madhuban? Should I start staying in center? Should I devote myself totally? They don't have to ask anyone. When a person asks, should I take sannyas? What does it mean? It shows the lack of faith. There is no question of asking anyone. The moment somebody is asking, that means the faith is less. So they are like the moths who sacrifice themselves on the flame, Shama. So they are like the moths. So they surrender themselves totally. These are the air quality soul. Then, responsible. They come and they take upon themselves all the responsibilities of everything. They suddenly become so responsible. Till that time they had no idea about, they did not know an A and B of this yajna, and suddenly they came and they feel they are the most responsible souls. They will take upon themselves all the responsibilities of going to doing all different types of things. So they are accountable. They are responsible. They express or they show the highest sense of responsibility, which might not be even visible in those who are very old. So air quality soul means those who are responsible. Air quality soul means suddenly they start doing service. Nobody told them, but they will start doing service. Everything they will do on their own. You don't have to tell them, and if they are told something, invariably they will do that without fail, without any lame excuses. So they get drowned, they throw themselves into service. And the last, TP. TP means Tivra Purushat. TP means intense effort makers. They come and they become intense effort makers. They don't wait for anyone. They don't have to stop. Right from the day one, their graph is like this. They go up and up and up and up and up. So these are the air quality souls. So Baba says, prepare such souls. You have to prepare yogis. The aim of the course, giving course, should not be just for the sake of doing it. But when you give 7-day course, to give 7-day course is a great act of responsibility. You are awakening a soul from the slumber of darkness. You are waking up a soul who had been sleeping from such a long time, to wake them up from that sleep and slumber of ignorance, from that sleep and slumber of oblivion, vismriti, is a great act. So prepare varis, air quality souls. So prepare air quality souls, and the drums of revelation, Pratyakshata, will beat. So such souls are needed. Now, other souls you have got enough. Now create such souls. So these are few things regarding air quality souls. The first, they will have 100% faith. Faith in each and every chapter of 7 days. I am soul, 100% faith. God is my father, 100% faith. He is incorporeal, 100% faith. These are the three worlds, 100% faith. This is the cycle. This is the 84 births. These are the pillars of Rajyoga. 100% faith. This is Brahma, in whose body God is entering. 100% faith. So such faith, such unchallenged faith, this is the first quality that belongs to Varis, that belongs to an heir. The second is belongingness. The moment they enter into yajna, everything is mine. They don't want to waste anything. They are economical and they have that sense of belongingness. This center is mine. These sisters are mine. I feel such a deep love for everyone. Madhuban is mine. All the things of Madhuban are mine. All these buildings are mine. This is my place. Suddenly, it's a journey from rags to riches. Suddenly they have become rich. The owner of such a big property. They feel that we are the richest people in the world. Baba says Brahma Kumaris is the richest in the world. So we are the richest, we are the highest, we are the holiest. Whatever that comes in the Murli, immediately they imbibe. Whatever that comes in the Murli, immediately they feel that belongs to me. So they are in highly intoxicated stage. So Varis quality, air quality means those who have got belongingness. Then Srimat. Srimat. For them, Srimat becomes their Bible. For them, Srimat is the ultimate scripture. For them, Srimat is the last word of Gyan. So, they surrender themselves upon Srimat. Srimat becomes the most nectarine word for them. In scriptures, there is no such word as Srimat. There is Srimad. Srimad means belonging to God. Srimad means godly. Gita. Gita means song. The song of God is Srimad Gita. But this is a new word. Srimat. Mat means opinion. Mat means dictates. Mat means viewpoint. Mat means what I feel. Shri means something elevated. So it's an elevated opinion. It's an elevated dictate. It's a divine dictate. It's a divine commandment. It's a divine order. It's a divine ordinance. Divine farman. That's another word. So that is what Srimat. So they love Srimat. And suddenly they feel Srimat has entered their lives. That has become a part and parcels of their lives. Next, air soul means there is a extremely high sense of surrender. Extremely high sense of surrender. They will surrender themselves fully. And as I said, surrender is not a gross procedure. Surrender has nothing to do with four things. Dress, batch, place and function. Surrender has nothing to do with these four things. Surrender is a mental stage of the mind. Surrender is the name of the sthiti. It has nothing to do with any dress. It has nothing to do with any badge. It has nothing to do with any place. That if you stay in the center or if you stay in the Madhuban, you will be stamped as surrendered soul. And fourth, it has nothing to do with any function. Samaro. That this has happened, then it is. Then you get the stamp. Surrender is the mental, internal stage of the soul. It is the name of the stage. It is the name of the sthiti. It's not the name of any outside things. In Maharashtra, there is one saint, Tukaram. He says, if by wearing the sannyasi cloth, one can become sannyasi, then even this dog will become sannyasi. If you make him wear sannyasi clothes. It's not like that. It's not about, that is not. It is what you say and do, that is the real stage, that is the real sign. बोले तैसा चाले त्याची वंदना पाऊले अंगे झाडीना अंगन त्याचे दायित्व करीन. Those who speak and they do. If I get such souls, I will make my whole body as a broom and sweep their courtyard. But I don't get such souls. I get what? Hypocrites, double-minded souls who say they are yogis but they aren't. Who say they are surrendered souls, but they aren't. So surrender is a very deep stage. And before using that word, one has to think 100 times. Because there are so deep Murlis on surrender. What exactly is surrender? Surrender is the surrender of the sankalp. Surrender is the surrender of the sanskar. Surrender is the surrender of the speech. Surrender is the surrender of the actions. Surrender is the surrender of all the relationships. So it's a very deep stage. All actions, the fruits of action. When such a thing is done, then only one can be stamped. Otherwise, it is just a superficial word used as a commonplace thing. Heir soul means who are responsible. They are not careless. In today's blessing, Baba said, if you remain careless, seeing others you become careless, it is like falling in the ditch. Others have fallen in the ditch, you also fall in the ditch. And for them would be the moments of repentance, Pashyatap ki ghadiya. For such soul, these moments would be very, very difficult, kathin. Somebody is falling, and you also fall. Somebody is careless, you also are careless. Baba feels pity, Baba feels mercy for such souls. So responsible souls means accountable. They are responsible. They will not be lackadaisical. They will not be careless in anything. Then heir souls means they will be service oriented. From the time they have entered the yajna, they have not completed the course and they have started giving the course. They have not even done the course, some of them like that, and they start talking about jnana. So, heir means one who is service oriented. And last, they are tipi, intense effort makers. Effort maker. TP is Tivra Purushartha. That's a short form they use. So, effort maker. They would be very, very intense effort maker. So, these are the 7 signs of Varis quality. 7 signs of an air quality soul. So Baba is saying, prepare such heir quality souls. Prepare such successors, such inheritors, such heritors, such beneficiaries. Prepare heir quality souls and the drums of revelation will beat. Then the drums of revelation will beat. Such souls are needed. Otherwise, you know, sometimes in our OPD we get such souls who have come to Pandabhavan for service, not for Shivir. They have come here for service and they are doing service in as a Sevadhari from 6 months and they come to the OPD and say, please tell us something, we are not able to give up smoking. BDs. They go out behind the Pandabhavan once a week and fulfill their desire and come back. What are these souls? They have understood Gyan, but they have not understood. They are weak souls. They are like that. What to do? They say, we are in Gyan, but I don't know how to give up alcohol. There are souls like that. And they want to keep it secret. Because if everybody gets to know, what they will think of me. So there are souls like that also. That's why Baba is saying, if you want the drums of revelation to be beaten, create such air quality souls. Om Shanti.